In her address to the 69th annual United Nations General Assembly session Wednesday, South Korean President Park Geun-hye noted the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall and urged the international community to eliminate the last Cold War frontier between the two Koreas. Ms. Park lamented this wall of division brought about by the 1953 armistice ending the Korean War has separated families who have spent decades in agony longing to see their loved ones. The South Korean leader renewed her call for building corridors to connect the environment, livelihoods, and cultures of the two Koreas and an end to the 4-kilometer-wide and 250-kilometer-long Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ. She said a unified Korea will be a starting point for a world without nuclear weapons, offer a solution to the human rights issue on the peninsula, and unlock a stable and cooperative Northeast Asia. RAND Corporation Korea analyst Bruce Bennett told VOA's Victor Beatty Ms. Park's address has received only spotty coverage in South Korea.
There are very different descriptions between different papers, even in Korea, some focusing on the energy recommendations and others on the inter-Korean issues. So, I mean, she has very good issues that she's touching on. But I think she didn't quite catch people's attention on the key issues with regard to the North.
What do you make of the equivalency between what Ronald Reagan said during his presidency about the Berlin Wall in the 1980s with what she said yesterday?
The challenge in both cases was the serious wall that divided things. I think we were much luckier in Europe that conditions developed in the not too far time out from when Reagan made his speech that something was able to be done. It's really hard to tell whether or not similar situation will develop in Korea. It could well, but we just don't know for sure.
She talked about the environmental economic benefits of a unified Korean peninsula. Obviously, this is not something that's going to fly in Pyongyang.
Oh, heavens no. Her whole approach in the speech suggested more unification by absorption than the kind of track that North Korea would agree to, yes.
Well, there's absolutely no difference, is there, between the Koreas and the divided Germany?
In this case, probably a much poorer North Korea and a much more heavily indoctrinated North Korea, which suggests, given as much difficulty as the Germans actually had, the need for better preparation in Korea. And President Park is working on that with her Committee on Unification. But it's a very difficult task, and they certainly need some new ideas.
Were her remarks directed toward China?
Well, I think in part they were. I mean, because she'd made comments about how refugees from North Korea ought to be allowed to stay where they're trying to go and be treated as real refugees, which China doesn't allow. She didn't mention China in specifically, but she clearly was making the point. And I think more generally, China is going to have to be involved if almost any of the kind of things she says relative to North Korea are going to develop.
The South Korean leader also tried to convey a sense of urgency about resolving the North Korean nuclear issue, which she says represents the single greatest threat to peace on the Korean Peninsula and in Northeast Asia. She also called for a Northeast Asia Peace and Cooperation Initiative aimed at building an order of trust and cooperation to grapple with climate change, nuclear safety, disaster relief, and transnational crime.